Nolte, The Fascist History of Tiny Tyrant Michael Bloomberg. By John Nolte on February 19, 2020. Short person syndrome is indeed real. To compensate for their height, or lack thereof, some short people, especially men, look to become authority figures to compensate. Supervisors, hall monitors, security guards, soldiers, police officers, and politicians. Billionaire businessman Michael Bloomberg is 5 feet, 7 inches tall, and is so self-conscious about his height. He claimed to be 5 foot 10 on a driver's license. Oh, and he also became a fascist authoritarian. A tiny tyrant determined to control everyone else's life. Someone with an authoritarian streak is frightening enough in your everyday walk of life. As a family member, neighbor, or heaven forbid, a boss. A tiny tyrant is frightening enough as a mayor, say, a mayor of New York City. But in that case you can at least move to another city. Now imagine a tiny tyrant as president of the United States. You want to leave the country? Like all left-wing tyrants, Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Michael Bloomberg arrives bursting with good intentions. He only wants to help, you see. He only wants to make the world a better place, you see. He knows what's best for you, and understands you're either too stupid to know what's best for you or too undisciplined to do what's best for you. So he's gonna take care of you by creating laws, lots of laws. On paper, the 78-year-old Bloomberg has been all over the place. A businessman, a Republican, independent, and finally a Democrat. But you don't have to squint to see the one constant in Bloomberg's life and career. He's a busybody tyrant, a rabid authoritarian whose decades-long history portends a presidency filled by an egomaniac who will make no sacrifices for himself as he signs a flurry of executive orders and treaties that force the rest of us to sacrifice our guns, our air conditioners, our privacy, our meat, salt, and sugar, and if we're of a certain age, our access to life-saving health care. Bloomberg was a perfect New York City mayor. A city full of left-wing sheep who love living under a tyrant, and who love having a nanny tell them what to do. There's just something about leftists that makes them sleep better when the messiness of freedom is replaced with the orderliness of tyranny. The left is pathetic that way, but the rest of us will bleed out by the 1,000 paper cuts that slash away at our right to live our lives in the way we choose. Here are some bone-chilling examples of Bloomberg's authoritarian streak. No smoking in your own establishment. Like the proverbial boiling frog, people are actually okay with this now. They think it's great no one can smoke in public buildings, in a workplace, bar, or restaurant. As a non-smoker, I agree. What I don't like, though, is the government telling a property owner what he can do with his property. If the owner of a bar or restaurant wants to allow smoking, who is the government to outlaw it? It's an outrageous and obscene violation of property rights. What's more, Bloomberg banned smoking outdoors. In New York, you can no longer smoke in public places such as a beach or park. Ban trans fats. Restaurants and food vendors are no longer able to add trans fats to their foods. Who the hell is Bloomberg to tell free Americans what they can sell and buy? Bloomberg deserves credit for requiring menus to reveal ingredients and calories. I am always in favor of giving the public information to go with their choices. Ban big sodas. Bloomberg wanted to tell you what size soda you could buy. Thankfully, a judge struck this nonsense down. But the mindset of such a man is revealing. And what the hell is the difference between drinking 2 16-ounce Cokes and a 32-ounce Coke? It's just stupid, bossy, punitive and un-American. Ban baby formula. Good grief. Bloomberg doesn't believe China is a dictatorship. Xi Jinping is not a dictator. He has to satisfy his constituents, or he's not going to survive. Bloomberg said that. And he said it for two reasons, neither of them acceptable. First off, although he is already worth $50 billion, that's not enough. It's never enough for these guys, and Bloomberg wants to ensure he can continue to make money in China. Secondly, Bloomberg doesn't believe a dictator is a dictator if he has the best interests of his people in mind. But as I pointed out above, Hitler, Stalin, Mao, and pretty much every dictator throughout history believed they knew what was best. Bloomberg wants to let old people die. Nothing reveals the heart of an authoritarian more than a utilitarian view of human life. If you show up with prostate cancer and you're 95 years old, we should say, go and enjoy, have a nice one, live a long life. There's no cure, and we can't do anything. A young person, we should do something for. Society's not willing to do that yet. Bloomberg said that. And please note the yet, as though allowing a 95-year-old to die of cancer is progress. This is monstrous. Bloomberg is a monster, for only a monster is willing to condemn a human being to die in order to save a little money. Bloomberg believes black people are useless. Bloomberg is a classic racist, someone who sincerely believes black people are something less than human, are at best chattel, at worst a physical and financial danger to society. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They are male, minorities, 16 to 25. And the way you get the guns out of black kids' hands is to throw them up against the wall and frisk them. People say, oh my God, you are arresting kids for marijuana that are all minorities. Yes, that's true. Why? Because we put all the cops in minority neighborhoods. Cory Booker, a black U.S. senator, endorsed me a number of times. And I endorsed Cory Booker a number of times. He's very well spoken. Redlining, if you remember, was the term where banks took whole neighborhoods and said people in these neighborhoods are poor. They're not going to be able to pay off their mortgages. Tell your salesmen don't go into those areas. And then Congress got involved and local elected officials as well, and said, oh, that's not fair. These people should be able to get credit. And once you started pushing in that direction, banks started making more and more loans where the credit of the person buying the house wasn't as good as you would like. All of the above are Bloomberg's own words. We have the audio. After learning she was pregnant, Bloomberg has also been accused of telling a female employee struggling to find childcare, it's a fucking baby, all you need is some black who doesn't have to speak English to rescue it from a burning building. Bloomberg denied the allegation. He also settled the suit. Bloomberg seeks to control women. These allegations from 1997, when Bloomberg was in his late 50s, are not just horribly sexist. They also again reveal his authoritarian streak and his twisted need to control the lives of others. In her lawsuit, Sakiko Sakai, Garrison alleged that when she told Bloomberg she was pregnant, he responded, "Kill it." And said it again when she asked him to repeat himself. Great. Number 16. He allegedly said, a complaint about how many employees had gotten pregnant. A former employee for Bloomberg, David Zielenziger, confirmed Garrison's account to the Post. He talked kind of crudely about women all the time, Zielenziger said of his former boss. Indeed, the lawsuit alleged that Bloomberg would say I'd fuck that in a second upon seeing certain women. He allegedly told several female employees that all of you girls should line up to give oral sex to male coworker who was getting married as a wedding present. Dishonest partisans are going to compare this to Trump. But there is one major difference between the allegations against Trump and those against Bloomberg. It was only after Trump decided to run for president as a Republican that women started hurling age-old allegations, which of course undermines their credibility. The allegations against Bloomberg are contemporaneous. Bloomberg refused to accept term limits. You know how paranoid freaks on the left and in the media, but I repeat myself, go on and on about Trump refusing to ever leave office? Bloomberg actually did refuse to leave office. Although he was limited to only two mayoral terms, in 2008, he successfully bought a third term. Bloomberg despises the kulaks. Bloomberg is such a bigoted and ignorant elitist. He talks about farmers and factory workers as though they are thoroughly expendable idiots who might not even be capable of being re-educated to survive in Bloomberg's brave new world. Direct quote. If you think about it, the agrarian society lasted 3,000 years, and we could teach processes. I could teach anybody, even people in this room, so no offense intended, to be a farmer. It's a process. You dig a hole, you put a seed in, you put dirt on top, add water, up comes the corn. You could learn that. Then you have 300 years of the industrial society. You put the piece of metal on the lathe, you turn the crank in the direction of the arrow, and you can have a job. And we created a lot of jobs. At one point, 98% of the world worked in agriculture. Today it's 2% in the United States. Now comes the information economy, And the information economy is fundamentally different because it's built around replacing people with technology. And the skill sets you have to learn are how to think and analyze. And that is a whole degree slash level different. You have to have a different skill set, you have to have a lot more gray matter. It's not clear the teachers can teach or the students can learn. And so the challenge of society of finding jobs for these people, who we can take care of, giving them a roof over their head and a meal in their stomach and a cell phone and a car and that sort of thing. But the thing that will stop them from setting up a guillotine someday is the dignity of a job. No joke, Bloomberg wants the government to read all our emails. Another direct quote. Look, if you don't want it to be in the public domain, don't take that picture, don't write it down. In this day and age, you've got to be pretty naive to believe that the NSA isn't listening to everything and reading every email. And incidentally, given how dangerous the world is, we should hope they are, because this is really serious, what's going on in the world? Is this someone we want in charge of the federal government? Bloomberg is not a big fan of democracy. Yet another direct quote. I'm not suggesting we shouldn't have democracy. But there's something to be said for a democracy like Singapore's. In Singapore, you can't stand for election unless you have certain credentials. You have to have run something and have a PhD, and published. Here's where things get really scary. Having a mayor of a city is fine. You can argue that you should have a legislature to go along with it. I think a lot of the purists would say that's a check and balance on the mayor. But if you look at places where there are strong legislatures, for example California, Illinois, New Jersey, and New York, you will find disasters at the state level where they have strong legislatures. As a matter of fact, take a look at Washington. The president can propose, the president can cajole and maybe influence, but it's Congress that writes the laws and allocates the money. Are you happy with what they've been doing? Public doesn't seem to be, and so I would argue. The public safeguard is every 4 years at the ballot box. Far and away, you should give more powers to the executive branch if you want progress. So a guy who purchased a third mayoral term also believes we should essentially elect a dictator every 4 years. Gee, do you think that an elected dictator who is not dealing with the checks and balances that come a co-equal branch of government might use his dictatorial powers to ensure he is never voted out of office? Fact, every dictator who has destroyed a democracy has started with this exact same argument. Pushes the global warming hoax. Flaming eco-hypocrite Michael Bloomberg is of course a climate paranoid. But the real reason he pushes this hoax is because it is a crisis that gives the government license to violate every one of our rights and freedoms, from our light bulbs, to where we live, to our right to life. Disarm the American people. Nowhere has Bloomberg put more energy and treasure than in his demonic quest to disarm the American people and leave us helpless, which makes total sense if you look at the man in full. How else is Bloomberg going to thwart democracy, treat black people like animals, treat women like slaves, get away with reading all of our emails, and force us to do what he says is best for us? Unless we are helpless to a federal government with a legal right to use violence against us. Michael Bloomberg should terrify anyone who believes in individual freedom. I know many of you hate Trump, but you can't honestly hate him this much. And the two men are complete opposites. Trump uses his authority to decrease the power of government in our lives, and to empower the individual. Bloomberg uses the power of government to interfere in every aspect of our lives, as he disarms us. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.